USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people are dead after a string of shootings at 3 Metro Atlanta spas. Police say 4 people died Tuesday in a shooting at a spa near Acworth, Georgia, and an hour later, 2 more shootings occurred in Atlanta, across the street from each other, where 4 more people were found dead. A suspect in the Acworth shooting was arrested 3 hours later, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Police say they are still trying to determine if the shootings are connected. And in an interview with ABC News, the president tells migrants not to make the journey to the border.
I can say quite clearly, don't come. We're in the process of getting set up. Don't leave your town or city or community.
President Biden's message coming as the Department of Homeland Security estimates that the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border will reach the highest level in more than 20 years. Biden also said that the current surge could be worse than the one in 2009 that prompted the Trump administration to clamp down on the border. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that there would be no support from GOP senators for a tax increase being considered by the Biden administration. The White House is reportedly looking at the first significant tax increase in nearly 30 years, a package that's expected to include an increase in the corporate tax rate, something Representative Nancy Mace says would be horrible for American workers. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the tax hike would lead to a job exodus from her state.
Well, we hear the buzzwords, right? Paying their fair share, taxing the rich. What we're going to do, I mean, who do you think pays that bill? Hardworking Americans pay that bill. That money doesn't show up out of nowhere, and that's off the backs of hardworking Americans. I look at like a state like South Carolina, where we have Boeing in South Carolina there. They bring jobs there because of our low tax rates. And what the Biden administration is going to do is they're going to see an exodus. These jobs are going to go overseas where there's a lower corporate tax rate for many companies that do business around the world. And that's not putting America or American workers first.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The immigration crisis on the southern border is attracting people from all over the world, according to the House Minority Leader. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Biden administration will use a detention center in Dallas, Texas, to house 3,000 illegal migrant children between the ages of 15 and 17. By the end of the year, it's estimated that 117,000 solo minors will enter the United States. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, and 12 of his Republican colleagues went down to the border on Monday, McCarthy saying that one of the things they're seeing is it's not just people coming from Central American countries, it's people coming in to the United States from all over the world.
Yeah, they're from Central America. Do you know who else? Iran, Yemen, Sri Lanka. When I walked through the facility, there's more Haitians than any other nationality I saw. And why were they coming now? You ask the border agents, they were shocked themselves because they're being released into the country.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that that game is played. The Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits competition on a Sunday. If that happens, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning the East games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.